Hello, this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. We are here, still in the Sand Kingdom, which is surprisingly cold for a desert. There are giant icicles kind of sticking out of the ground all over the place. And yeah, I think we're going to somehow heat the area up so the ice is going to melt. I hope so, anyway. I hope that's going to be the case. But anyway, we have some power moons to track down. Can't remember how many it was. It was quite a lot of power moons that we need to get, though. So let's get it moving. I don't know what's... Well, there's a lever on the other side of there. I got to remember this stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I'm kind of blasting past. And, oh, can I take the bullet bill over? Oh, is it still targeting me? Yes, it is. Right, let's go and try. Oh, get it. Oh, did I get it? I didn't get it. All right, let's wait for a new one. And then there we go. I got this one. Hold Y to accelerate. Okay. I don't really want to accelerate because I'm going to go too fast. Okay, looks like I kind of need to smash here. But that was a more efficient way to get across. And it looks like, well, if I stand here, is this just going to... Oop, yep, there I go. And get that to blow up these boxes and maybe get some bonus items. There could even be some power moons hidden inside some of these. I think it'd be easier for me to take it over. And then I can kind of just guide it straight into one of these. And there we go, blow that one up. I reckon there might be something in the box back here. It's a bit of a challenge to get to. It looks very shiny. And oh, there is a power moon in it. It looks like the power moons aren't these crazy, all difficult things to track down. Then it looks like it, yeah, they might not be, you know, they're a bit of a challenge, but not like crazy difficult at all. Look at all these little secrets. Like, there's just everywhere you turn, there's just a secret, isn't there? And I think when there's like a mound of ground like this as well, there's often stuff. Nope, nothing down here. But we can use this to jump up to here like this and go and get the checkpoint. And here there should be something hidden. Is this going to be a sign telling me to do what I just did? I bet it is. A ground pound to smash blocks or enemies below you to flatten out bombs in the ground. Nothing beats a ground pound. I know how to do a ground pound. All right then, let's go and move our way up here. Well, you don't think I'm going to be able to ground pound the ice, do you? I feel like the ice might be too hard, but let's give it a go anyway. Nope, ground pounding the ice is not going to help us at all. And come back, coin! Come back! Probably should have run in the other direction. Do you think if I jump across these, anything will happen? I'm just looking for secrets everywhere. And what's going on here? Can I jump across, like, the sand as it bursts up? I think, can I land it? Oh, I can. Right, then jump across to the other one. Oh, no, I didn't, oh, I got boosted up in the sand. That's cool, woo! And woo, let's go and try and get that ring. So I guess I can just stand here and get lifted up like that. And then can I get the coin? It's kind of hard to, like, go very fast because I can hardly, like, build up a jump when I'm going up in the sand like that. That seemed to work, though. So it looks like when there's just quicksand like that, I just need to keep non-stop jumping. But there we go. I might make my way to the other side. And it looks like we have another one of the little 2D areas that I need to go and make my way through. So let's go and jump into the pipe. And let's go and see what we can get from here. I just really want a fire flower, because I feel like that's going to be like the most useful thing. I just suddenly thought I can't throw Cappy while I'm in like 2D mode, which is a little bit of a shame. It'd be cool if it was like this kind of 2D version of Mario, but you could still throw Cappy. Would be like a really nice twist. But it looks like I need to make my way up to here, and then once again jumping back into 3D. I love that transition, the way it just does that. And oh, another power moon. I can hardly move for power moons at the moment. Oh, I didn't get it though. Oh, it ran away. Cheeky little power moon. Right, it looks like I might be able to get to it though by taking over one of these bullet bills. So let's go and jump onto to this, make my way over to here, and then jump out again. And there we go. I can go and grab the power moon. I can also go and ground pound the floor here to get probably some extra coins or something from underneath. I haven't fully worked out how the heart system works. It looks like I normally have 3 hearts, but it can kind of get boosted up, so I end up having more, which seems pretty handy. But for now, let's go and get back on the bullet bill and then make my way back this way. Because you know what? I can skip all of this platforming and just bullet bill my way across. Is that cheating? I mean, it's part of it. I mean, it's obviously not cheating. It's part of the game. But I feel like I just, like, cheated myself out from a bit of platforming by just doing it that way. Anyway, we have another 2D section that we're going to need to make our way up here. So let's go and get these cactuses first to get some bonus coins. I'm always after the bonus coins. And how many more moons do I have? You can see in the top left-hand corner, I have 4 moons collected already. I can't really count up how many more that I need, but it's certainly a whole bunch more that I need to get. And this is just for the Sandy Kingdom as well, the Sand Kingdom. So yeah, overall, there's going to be loads. But I know it's I think 800 moons in total we need to get. And oh, look, I'm kind of like hiding behind the ice down here. Let's wait for these to pass. Oh no! I meant to get past. Oh, so it doesn't, like, I thought it would make me small in like this 2D version, but it didn't. It just took away one of my lives, which is pretty cool. But anyway, let's go and jump up here. It's weird because sometimes you're kind of jumping over the actual physical 3D landscape, and then sometimes you're jumping over like the 2D stuff, which is, I don't know, almost like projected onto the side here. But this is where I was trying to get to. This is the first moon that I saw when I arrived here. And this is where, you know, everything was pointing for me to go. You got the moon atop the highest tower. And this is going to be a great place to look around and decide where I want to head to next. And oh, it looks like I have a bit of a challenge to get across. Moon shards in the sand. Oh, look at that guy! I know there's a... Is that a multi-moon down there? I'm not sure if it is. It could be another multi-moon, which is basically like a bunch of moons together, which would be very helpful. So, what's the deal here? So, this is going to move across. Can I... What happens if I use my... Oh! Ah! So, they, like, extend how far my hat goes. And so, I can... Oh, I've got to be careful here. yeah, so it looks like I can make it launch me further. And oh! Okay, it also looks like I can make a ring of fire appear to blow away those blocks. So let's set this one up and then let's jump over this one. Now I know what it is that I'm doing. And oh, I need to switch to this next one. And just about was able to switch to the next one. I need to be in line with these because this is going to drop down in a second by the looks of things to get all of those bonus ones. And then it looks like I'm going to drop back over to this one here. I jumped off quickly just in case things didn't work out well. Let's go and get the next ring and jump out. That looks... Is it just me or does that just look really pretty? There's just something really sad. That's a really nice, like, color of, like, reddy orange, isn't it? But, oh, these are like, coming non-stop now. Oh, no, I fell. I panicked. I just ground pound to my doom as well. Cappy's there just completely laughing at me. they were just coming from every side, and I panicked. Oh, dear. Let me go and cut ahead until I'm back to where I was. Okay, I'm back, and I'm going to try to do a little bit better. I think... Maybe the smart way to do it is if I just kind of stay in the middle and not worry about moving too much and then just jump as they come past me is not the best way to do it, apparently, as I just found out. As long as I don't fall off, I can take a little bit of damage as long as I don't end up falling the entire way down. And it looks like there's a checkpoint right underneath me anyway. So, yeah, I didn't really lose out on too many coins either because I played through the same area and I was able just to get all of the coins back again. I've almost got 1,000 coins already, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. No, don't run away. Don't run away, come back. I want to take you over. Can I? Oh, I can. I can take it over. So I can put on and take off the shades. What does it do? It kind of puts a weird effect on. Ah, look at that. Oh, so do I just do this to see where the platforms are? Well, I guess on this one, I can kind of see just by the bird. So can I jump on here? I can. Okay, I know it's here. But it's still scary. Walking in a straight line has never been so difficult than when there's an invisible platform and a bunch of scary purple goo underneath me. Right. I got this. Let's turn the camera around. And I can't even see what I'm doing. There we go. Let's go and head back this way. Is this a straight line? Just run and jump. I just want to get off here. Right, let's go and take over this guy again then. And let's see where else I can head to. So let's just leave the shades on for now, I guess. So obviously there's another straight one leading to that moon down there as well. So this one looks a little bit easier. I don't know as far to travel. And there we go. I was able to go and grab it. Let's go and head out of here. So do I need to get all 5 of these pieces of moon? And then, is that just going to get me 1 power moon, or is that going to count as 5? I think it should hopefully count as 5, because I'm doing as much work as if they were, like, proper power moons. Don't seem to be able to get over there. Maybe once I got 5, I'm going to be able to head back the other way. Oh, did you see that? If I spin in a circle, by the way, I kind of do this weird spinny thing, then I can jump and then do that. If I actually jump in the air, oh, look! That is pretty cool. So that seems to be a good way to reach high places. Then I, of course, got the long jump to reach long jumps. To reach long places, I guess. So where do I go then? Let's go and grab another one of these guys. And let's see. Oh, over there. Is that a platform leading up and down? These guys are actually pretty fast. There's another bit of moon up there. And then, okay, platforms. Okay, so basically just in between all of them, there's platforms. That's all, apart from the ones at the end there. So that's all I need to know. You can stay there, sir. I do not need you, hopefully, anymore. I'm going to go and grab this one up here, just otherwise I will end up forgetting about it. And then let's go and try and jump onto this this platform here. So basically, as long as I keep in a straight line between them, I should not really have any trouble making my way across them. It would be nice to have one of those guys with the shades up here with me, but I'm sure I'm going to be okay. Well, this one, I know I'm good because I can see birds on it. I can make my way to the end here as well. I wonder if there's going to be any, like, invisible coins or something. There are invisible coins. I thought there'd be something here. They wouldn't allow me to get there otherwise. And, oh, there's one of the P buttons down there. We got to learn how to melt that ice. That is going to be the big goal that we have to do here, because I still do not know how to do that yet. But I can make my way to here. And that's number 4. Means there's one more. Oh, there we go. Right down there. Do I take full damage at all? I don't think I should do. No, I don't think I take any full damage. But let's go and grab that. That is all 5 of these little pieces of moon collected. And that should... so I think that's now going to give me a full-on power moon. And then I'm going to be able to make my way across back to the other side again. But I do definitely want to come back here once I've melted the ice to see if I can do anything on that piece. Which, I rolled. Did you see that? I rolled. So if I go fast, How did I do that? How did I run? Was it because I was going downhill, maybe? Let's go and, like, run down the hill and then... Okay, I don't know how to do that. I might have to look that up, how to roll around. I don't think it's going to matter too much for now. But it's just another little fun movement that Mario can do. Just, like, literally moving Mario around. Like, not even jumping, forgetting all of that stuff. Just literally moving Mario around is just so much fun in this game for some reason. And the secret room! The secret room in the upside down pyramid. I was told about that place to go down. Showdown on the inverted pyramid. Okay, looks like we have another boss battle. And Bowser is actually up there. It's Bowser himself. I thought it was just going to be one of his buddies, but it's actual literal Bowser with Peach up there. So, all right, looks like that's where we're... Oh, no! What am I doing? Oh, that was amazing. That was like the best slapstick comedy ever. That was absolutely fantastic. I went to try and do a long jump and then I messed it up a little bit and then I was just trying to stay on top. Right then, let's go and make our way up to there and see if we can face down with Bowser already then. Well, let's read what this sign says, because some of these are really useful. Roll. Just what I was looking for. When you want to move quickly or just zip down a hill, crouch down and press Y and you'll be able to roll. Okay, so I do this and then I can go and roll down the hill. Do I need to hold it? Then if I hold it down, I can keep going. What's this guy dancing about? No, my beautiful sheep. The 3 of them have escaped and now I'll never get them back. Well, look, one's here. One is literally right here. Oh, am I going to be able to take it over? I think I might be able to take it over and just walk it back by the looks of things. Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't take it over. I just send it flying. Do I have to, like, shepherd it? Right. I need to be, like, a sheepdog and try and shepherd it. So I guess I'm trying to get them back to that ring. This one certainly seems to be the easier one, seeing as it was literally right here. But we might have to go and track down the others. I'm supposed to be saving the princess here, and I'm here rounding up sheepies. But there we go. There is one of them back already. I really just want to roll down this hill. I really want to roll down this massive hill. Oh, let's go and bring this sheep back first, seeing as I've found it. But where is the other one? You think I should be able to see it, seeing as there's like a really big, massive open area here. It shouldn't be too difficult to track it down, but let's go and bring the other one in. It might actually give me a power moon. Maybe he'll give me that as a present to say thank you if I can bring all of the sheep back. And oh, there's the last one there. Oh, look, we can roll down the hill. Woohoo! And jump and then go straight into a long jump afterwards as well. No, there's something sparkly here. Oh, what's going on? I need to ground pound here. Apparently another power moon just straight in there. All I had to do is just ground pound and then got another power moon. They are throwing them at me at the moment. And is that okay? Just a taxi there and just a bloke in a suit. If I don't think I've ever seen anything more out of place in my life than just seeing a realistic looking car and fellow just standing there in the middle of the Sand Kingdom. And yay, I was able to get another power moon. It was definitely worth me bringing back these sheep. What's going on with this fellow here then? Why is there just a guy just chilling out here then, just staring at his car? I think he's having a bit of a bad day. Can I talk to him? I've got a customer waiting. but by the looks of this mess, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Brr. We'll get you back to New Donk City in no time at all. Don't you worry about that. Right then, looks like there's so much more stuff for me to do around here. I could spend all day getting distracted, but instead, I want to go straight into the Inverted Pyramid and do the showdown against Bowser, or whoever Bowser is going to send to face off against me. And oh, it looks like first we're going to need to make our way up there. So I'm going to need to take over the Bullet Bill if I can. There we go. No problem. I can hold to accelerate, but I don't want to go too fast because otherwise I'm going to crash into anything. But there we go. Now I can go make my way to the end. Bet you there's something invisible here. There's going to be something invisible. What is it? There we go. Invisible coins. I knew they were going to be invisible coins. And then let's go and make our way up here. We can go and grab some much more visible coins from here. And then we have another 2D Mario section to try and make our way around the outside of the pyramid. Let's just go and have a look, actually. What are we going up against? Okay, it's not too big. It's not too big of an inverted pyramid. As far as inverted pyramids go, it's not that crazy of a big one. Right, can I make this jump up to here? Oh, I kind of got a little bit stuck down there. Ah, so now I can jump to here and then to here. What's the red do? Ah, it's like the upside down version of the world. I made my way across here, then now I need to be fast and get up to this side. If I just stay behind this one, I should be okay. And I can get to this one, and okay, let's switch for now. And now I got to be really careful, because if I miss this, I'm going to go plummeting all the way down. So let's be really careful to get those coins without falling the whole way down. Let's go and get the last of the coins. I'm going to do one more go where I wait here, because if I try to jump them, I would end up falling the entire way down. So I had to be really careful about that. And now I can go and make my way up into the pipe. And is this going to bring us to the top of the inverted pyramid? Oh no, it's going to bring us to the outside of the inverted pyramid. We got a few Goombas that we need to deal with on our way up here. And oh, it's weird. It's weird turning a corner like that. Just feels a little bit strange. And oh no, it's Goombas coming out of pipe. I want to keep my hearts up, actually, because if we are heading into a boss battle, I want to have as many hearts as I can before I go and start facing it. But it looks like we have escaped the 2D world. And oh, so have these, actually. Look, they end up going flying out and then entering the 3D world as well. Let's go and turn into this thing. And we broke a hole through so we can sneak inside. And it looks like it is a decent side. What I want to do, so I want to bring one of the bullet bills through here. So it looks like there's another block that I can break on the other side here. So I don't want to smash it. Okay, I guess I just made myself a bit of a bigger opening to be able to get through this time. And I want to go and smash up this brick here. So there's got to be something hidden. Maybe a power moon. Oh, a heart. Let's just say that I wanted more hearts. And right on cue, one was delivered to me. And now I believe I need to use a bullet bill to get across that side here. So I can kind of just stay here. I don't know if how long the bullet bills will last, if they will run out. So let's accelerate our way across. Maybe that was a little bit too fast, but it worked. It worked. I got my way across to the other side, and now I can I can gently glide my way across here like that. I didn't even mean to do that then. It's a nice way to do it. Gently gliding my way down. And what I can do here is if I go like this, I can go and just like smash them all up. I don't even have to move. I can just stand here just spinning it around. I wonder if anything happens if I get all of them, maybe. You can hear me like shaking in my voice. It's because I got to shake the controller like left and right then. Like up and down is easy enough. But when I'm like left and right, I'm just shaking like my whole body around as I try to do it. Right then, we can get this heart. I already have full hearts, but it will give me some bonus coins. Getting really close to 1,000 coins, which will be good. And what are we going up against? Oh no, Bowser's left. Looks like we're going after some of the bunnies. So we took out one of them before. Who are we going to go up against now? Looks like it's going to be Broodle. Looking for the Binding Ring, chumps? Too bad, the boss has it now, and you guys aren't invited to the wedding. Oh, she's got like a metal hat. This might be a little bit harder to deal with than the last one. Right, what is she going to attack us with? Oh, she's flinging it at us. And, do you think I need to hit them back at her? Ah, I might need to. So I was a little bit too far away. Oh, that's a bigger one. That is a bigger one. Let's back off from her from that one, shall we? And, okay, I was able to hit it. And then it swung around and hit her in her face. Doing a whole load of hitting things in their face in this game so far in these boss fights. Let's go and gather up these coins. And let's watch out for these bombs. I don't know if there's anything I can do with these bombs for now. Let's just focus on avoiding them, because not only do they blow up, but they also leave a bit of a scorch on the ground as well. So I need to avoid that whole area if I can. Let's go and try and fling some of these back. I need to kind of just stay facing her. And then there we go. I was able to fling her back straight away. She's in the ground and boink! Squished her right down to the ground. Are we going after the bombs again? Yep. The bombs are once again dropping down. I'm trying to learn what the pattern is going to be. There doesn't seem to be so much of a pattern this time. She is just going crazy. Oh no! One landed right on my head. That would be so hard to avoid. Right, I need to go and fling this one back again. Perfect! Perfect! I've got to be really careful here though. I need to jump on her head but not on the fire. And I think I did it! I think I was able to take her out. And I was only hit once. I must say, I am rather proud of my amazing performance there. I'm joking. And oh, we got a multi-moon! 3 power moons all in one. Just what I needed. Well, I still need more. it's still not enough moons, but this is certainly going to help us out in a big way. You got a multi-moon! The showdown at the top of the inverted pyramid. So still not enough to power up the Odyssey to get to any of the other kingdoms to keep on tracking down Bowser, but it really helped us out a lot. So what's going to happen with this ice? Has this not helped the ice at all? The pyramid's leaving. The whole inverted pyramid is off. Hopefully there weren't any other power moons that I missed or anything, because it looks like I can't head back in there. Oh, what's this? The hole in the desert. It looks like it's lifted up and then there's just a whole new area for me to go and discover underneath there. That brutal showed us, slowed us down a bit, but we're still racking up the power moons. How odd, the inverted pyramid is floating and has gotten so much colder. This is more of that Bowser's doing. I say he does make trouble, doesn't he? So yeah, it looks like I can go and drop down the hole, but how many more moons do I need? I need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 more moons to be able to power up the Odyssey. Oh, 16 more? Is that, like, total, though, yeah? Like, I don't need 16 more than what I got. I think it just means, like, I need to put all of the 16 in. Look at that. Look at that eagle. Do you reckon I can take over the eagle? I bet I can. So, what I think I might do then, before I go down into the hole, I might go and explore some of the rest of the kingdom up here. There's, like, an oasis over there. Let me bring up the brochure, and you can go and have a look. And so, oh, and I can teleport to the checkpoint flag. So, that's going to be handy as well. That's going to be really handy. So, yeah, I might go and look around some of these areas first that I've not explored, and then we will jump down into the hole and see what is going to be underneath the desert. So yeah, sadly that's going to be the end of this episode here. Hopefully you are enjoying my Super Mario Odyssey series so far. As always, down in the description there's going to be a link to the next episode once I've uploaded it. No time travel, I'm afraid. And also a playlist as well, which will have all of my Super Mario Odyssey videos in a row if you want to go and watch them all through like that. But oh no, what's going on? Oh, there's mummies. It's like Zelda. It's like Zelda, I guess, because it's nighttime. There's mummies that appear. Can I squish them? I can squish them, though, at least. Normal Mario rules apply, and I can go and jump on them. But as I said, that is going to be the end of this episode here. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I will see you all in the next one. Bye!